CBS presents this program in color.
Last of it, Colonel.
Thanks, Clinch.
Got it.
All right, fellas, here it is. Cigarette lighter hidden in Commandant's car. Secure lighter. Await instructions.
Hey, Clink drove into town yesterday.
There may be somebody in the underground stashed a lighter in his car.
Could be.
What's important about a cigarette lighter?
We'll find out when we get it.
And may a person inquire when that will be, sir?
Tomorrow morning. As soon as Hogan's car wash opens for business.
All right, come on, let's get going. Hi, Schultz.
Hello, Hogan, what are you doing?
Washing the Commandant's car. Come on, fellas, let's get going.
Wait a minute, you washed it yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, a clean car's a happy car. Come on, now, let's go.
You want the car to be happy? I don't. Back to the barracks.
Wait, Schultz.
You're ordering us not to wash it?
You heard me?
Just want to make sure so I can tell the Commandant you stopped us.
Why do you listen to me? I'm only a sergeant. Why are you standing around? Watch the car. Hey! If it wouldn't be for me, the car would never be washed.
Not back here.
No luck. Try into the hood.
Got it.
Taped under the distributor.
Okay, let's go.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? Tell Hogan.
You were right, Schultz. Car doesn't need washing.
What do you mean?
What is going on here?
Herr Commandant, I'm washing your car.
It was washed yesterday.
A clean car? It's a happy car.
Yes, sir.
I found it out just a short time ago.
This is how you are wasting your time.
Herr Commandant, some of the prisoners, they came...
You are always blaming the other prisoners. Now get on with it.
Hold, Herr Commandant. I'm going to wash your car and dry it at once.
Very well. When you are finished drying the car, you can dry me.
A detailed map of Endhoven, anti-aircraft batteries, camouflage Messerschmitt Field. Chemical plant, storage tanks.
Here's Endhoven, Colonel.
Thanks, Kinch. All right. Now, there's Endhoven. There is Schweinfurt, a really big target. Now, if you were going to bomb Endhoven, to knock off Schweinfurt, all you'd have to do is just turn a couple of degrees like that.
You mean that's a fake, huh?
Phony is a $3 bill. Latest word from London is they want this thing to get to the Germans so that they'll think the Allies are going to bomb Endhoven.
But they really have a go at Schweinfurt.
Right. That way you draw off the Luftwaffe from the real target.
That'd be marvelous, isn't it?
Yeah. Now all we have to figure is a plausible way for this thing to get to the Krauts.
Here comes Schultz.
Guten Tag.
Schultz, come on. One, two, three. He'll get the Iron Cross for this, Schultz, wounded in action.
Oh, bloody jokers! Always happens when I bring them in.
Adams. Abrams. Addison. Barker. Beauchamp.
Come on, come
Belknap.
We're going for us, then.
Bartoli. Jeez. Hey, Carter, you got a letter.
What about us?
Kinslow? Newkirk?
What about me?
Hey, yeah, I love
thank you.
Colonel Robert Hogan.
Trouble, Colonel?
Hope the censor liked my letter. You got a piano to play this thing on?
Hey, you guys want to hear something? Get this. Mr. James Kinslow, greetings. This is to notify you that your final draft classification is now 4F, limited service. Now they tell me.
Dear John.
That's a shame. Man. Mary Jane and I were practically engaged. I told you about her.
I didn't know her name was Mary Jane.
It figured.
We've been going together ever since we were kids. We used to walk home from school together. I'd carry her books. When there was snow on the ground, I carried her. She's a small girl.
Tough luck, Carter.
We were going to be married right after the war. Now she's going around with some guy at home. An air raid warden.
It's all a part of life's rich pattern, Andrew.
Forget it. Write her off.
Write her off? No, sir. Mary Jane can't do this to me. I'm a sergeant. Sir, Sergeant Carter Andrew J. reporting, sir.
At ease, Carter.
Sir, request permission to escape.
I hear you calling, Mary Jane.
I want to go home.
Who doesn't? You feeling all right, Andrew?
Of course I am.
He's around the bend, sir.
Sir, I'm sure I could make it if you'd arrange for the sub to pick me up at the usual place.
Well, wait a minute, Carter. I explained to you when you were captured. We're not just ordinary POWs. We're here on a mission. My orders are very plain. We're to assist Allied prisoners to escape, sabotage the enemy wherever possible.
I realize that, sir, but I need a furlough. I'm a hardship case.
That we know. I'll think it over.
Yes, sir.
Carter, do you have to be so military?
I always get this way when I'm serious, sir.
Why do you have to go home right now? We got this job with a microfilm to do.
If you could only see Mary Jane, you'd know why I love her.
I know, I know. We carried each other home from school every day.
She's everything to me.
Look, Andre, the war will be over any minute now. The crowds can't hold on much longer.
Think so?
Sure. Soon as the shooting stops, you come to Paris with me. We'll drink wine in our cafes and we'll eat fantastic food. We'll see the Eiffel Tower. Best part of all, girls. Girls, girls. That's Hotel Marjolie. You'll have a marvelous time.
That sounds good.
Doesn't it?
That sounds great. Just one thing about those girls, though, Lebeau.
What?
Are you sure they're the type Mary Jane will approve of?
Jane. Wait a minute, guy.
Goodness.
Well, come on. How many you got? Add them up.
94 plus Jen.
Thanks. For everything.
I pitched you 12 games right across the board at 4,128.
How much do I owe you?
Well, I'll forget the odd cents. It's $105,000.
I don't have it right now.
You don't have to worry about it. I mean, unless you're planning to escape, it wouldn't be right to run out on a debt of this magnitude.
You'll get it.
$105,000.
Sure. As soon as I get home, I'll start sending you $5 a month.
Would that I had your moral fiber.
Here he comes. You know what to do.
Hi, Carter.
Hi, Colonel Hogan.
Been down, Sergeant.
Hi, Fräulein Helga. Ma'am?
Working hard?
About the same as always.
We never get a chance to talk very much, do we? It seems there's always people around.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty crowded war.
Yes, a pity. We ought to get better acquainted.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't mind being friends, even if we are enemies.
Of course, if you are friends, we could do things together.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
You want to help me empty the wastebasket?
An escape attempt, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it may happen any time.
You are informing on your own men. Why?
I don't want anybody to get hurt. Sometimes the men forget they're dealing with the toughest commandant in all of Germany.
Oh, yeah. Tough. But fair.
So true. Well, word to the wise. And you are wise, Colonel.
Oh, yeah. Tough, fair, and wise. I will take steps immediately.
Reports! All present and accounted for, Herr Commandant.
Very good. I will address the prisoners.
Silence!
Lately, I have noticed a lack of discipline, which may mean that some of you are planning to escape. Now, instead of waiting to catch you, because I am tough, fair, and wise, I warn you in advance. If even one man tries to escape, every prisoner in his barracks will be punished with him.
Sir?
Yes?
Does that apply to hardship cases?
I was hoping to marry Mary Jane one day. Boy, she's the greatest little girl in the whole world.
Carter, come on, sit down. My feet are killing me. Listen, Carter. Let me cheer you up. Women are like war. There's always another coming around. Carter, you wouldn't think of doing something foolish, like trying to escape, huh?
Well,
Carter, please. You could put me into lots of trouble. They might send me to the Eastern Front.
Gee, I wouldn't want that to happen.
That's not the worst of it. They might give me 10 days leave.
What's wrong with that, for Pete's sake?
I would have to spend it with my wife. Carter, please. Don't escape.
I'll tell you what. When I do escape, I'll do it sometime when you're not on duty. That way they can't blame you.
You're a good boy.
You feel better?
Oh, talking to you has cheered me up. Thank you.
Carter.
Yes, sir.
Ease. You can go home.
Thank you, sir. I'll never forget you for this.
LeBeau?
Hey?
You can have my harmonica if you want it.
Hey, thank you, André. I'll think of you when I play it.
A Chateaubriand again, huh?
Avec des champignons. C'est la guerre, mon pote.
Hey, fellas, come on. Let me have your attention. Not you, Carter. You're out of it. You're going home.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Look, just got word from London. They want that microfilm planted within 48 hours, and I've got an idea. One of us has to leave camp and get caught. When the crowds search him, they'll find the microfilm.
Oh, a man could get 30 days solitary for that, sir.
Well, it may be worse.
That's right.
Well, how's he going to explain having the lighter in the film?
You say he got from a transient prisoner, found it, anything.
The transient prisoner lie would be better, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. Well, what do you think of it?
Well, with all due respect, sir, I think it's bloody awful.
I agree, sir, Pablo. No good.
Terrible. All right, you guys come up with something better.
Well, if you ask me, it's a great idea.
We ain't asking you.
If you like it so much, you do 30 days in a cooler.
I can't. I'm going home.
Yeah, I don't suppose it'd do any good to ask for volunteers.
Nope. I pass. Me too.
I'd go out myself, but if they found it on an officer, it would really look like a plant.
Hey, come on, fellas. We've done tougher things than this before.
My butt out.
He's in again.
Well, of course I am. As long as I'm here, I'm still a member of this outfit. Sir, I'd like to volunteer for that job.
You're kidding.
What? It means 30 days on ice, maybe more.
He's right.
Can I go home when it's over?
You have my word on it.
Then I still volunteer.
Carter, it's a privilege to serve in the same army with you. All right. All clear outside the wire. Down periscope.
Ready, Colonel.
Okay, Carter. Now, look, it's all clear to the woods. You go out through the emergency tunnel. This is the cigarette lighter with the microfilm in it.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck, Andrew.
LeBeau.
What?
If anything should go wrong, send my harmonica to Mary Jane.
Robin.
Hi. You mind if I sit here?
Go ahead.
Infantry?
Artillery.
Private, huh?
Yeah.
Ever thought about a promotion? Like to be a PFC? Maybe even a corporal?
Why not? Means more money. What's it to you?
I'm an escaped American prisoner from Stalag 13. I have valuable military information. You turn me in, you're liable to get some points. Maybe even be a hero.
Listen, friend. I am on my first leave. My first leave in a year and a half. I don't want any complications.
Hey, what, it's the truth. You'll always be a private. Excuse me, Captain. Excuse
yeah.
me.
What is it?
I'm an American, an escaped prisoner from Stalag 13, and I might have valuable military information, and if you were to turn me in...
Hans, isn't it marvelous the way the Gestapo is always testing us?
In Dusseldorf last week, one of their men...
Excuse me, one of your men
approached me to buy military information.
Imagine. Congratulations. You belong to a very efficient organization.
Wait a minute, you don't understand. Look, here's my mother's name, and there's my ID number. Here's my...
Heil Hitler.
What type?
Heil Hitler.
Heil
Papers, please.
Captain, all in order.
Thank you.
Don't bother looking at his papers.
What makes you say that?
You may catch one of your own.
Gestapo?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
All in order? Now, mein Herr, may I see your papers, please?
You sure can. I thought you'd never get to me.
Muller, but you look at that. Mother's name, serial number, even a blood type. I have to admit, Section 9 in Berlin makes beautiful forgeries.
That's no fake.
Of course not, Sergeant Carter, Andrew J. Nor with that, anybody in the world would take you to be an American prisoner.
Heil Hitler. Comrade.
background?
You are so sad.
Well, nobody believes anybody anymore.
Huh? And what would you have them believe?
The truth. My name is Carter, Andrew J.
And I am Navy.
Hi. I'm an escaped American prisoner. I was Stalag 13. And I have valuable military information.
Not so loud.
I don't care if anybody hears me.
I am not in sympathy with them. I am Norwegian by birth.
Oh, that's nice.
And I will help you if I can.
You want to make a citizen's arrest?
Me?
I know it's kind of unusual for a girl.
You are trying to be arrested?
I was. I've struck out. Boy, it's discouraging.
Don't turn yourself in. Why don't you go back to your camp and get a good night's rest? And in the morning, things will look much better, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. My dad used to say that. Get a good, fresh start in the morning. That's what I'll do without this car. Gee, matey, thanks a lot. You're swell.
Yeah, and so are you or me.
Gee, didn't have to do that.
Ah, you're leaving, sir. May I be of service? My car is outside.
Well, as a matter of fact, you can. If it's not out of your way, you can drive me back to camp.
Good. Then we left the cafe. And when I questioned him in the car, the real truth came out.
Thank you, Captain. You are a foolish man. And after I warned you, don't you know that no one has ever escaped from Stalag 13?
He forgot.
He will have 30 days in the cooler to remember.
Yes, sir. Can I have my cigarette lighter back?
No one is permitted to smoke in the cells. Request denied.
It's just a keepsake, that's all.
Give the kid his lighter.
Just a minute. A keepsake? What is so special about this? Where did you get this?
Yes, where did you get this?
I was walking along the street, and this guy came up to me and...
Go into that later. This must go to Berlin at once.
Of course. I'll arrange it.
I will arrange it, Colonel.
Yes, we'll arrange it.
In the future, I suggest you guard your prisoners more carefully. Heil Hitler!
Not a very friendly type.
You and this man have made a fool of me in front of the Gestapo, in front of my own command. I hope you're satisfied.
Yes, I'm satisfied. Are you satisfied, Carter?
Oh, I'm satisfied. Are you satisfied, Schultz?
Me? I'm satisfied. Herr Kommandant, are you satisfied?
Of course I'm satisfied. Let him away!
Jawohl! You think he's satisfied?
What you ask him?
Here comes George!
Well, we're going to miss you, aren't we?
That we will.
Shoving off, Carter?
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for getting me out of the cooler.
You deserve it. The raid was a big success.
Colonel Hogan told Klink he'd file a report with the Red Cross and it would wind up in Berlin. Colonel Hogan, I have decided that I will suspend the sentence.
I'll see you later.
Hey, good luck. Luck.
Happy land is gone.
Thanks.
And give Mary Jane our best, huh?
Sure. Mary Jane?
Yeah, when you get home.
I'm not going home. I'm going into town to see Matey. She kissed me, you know. Look, there's something you ought to learn. And the sooner you learn it, the better off you're going to be. Women are just like a war. There's always another one coming along.